Recorded Books presents The Long Way Around by Anne Nesbitt, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Chapter 1. Three Cousins in a Car. Sometimes adventures start with a big boom, or a mysterious letter, or a knock at the door. And sometimes they simply begin at a little after 6 a.m. in the back seat of a very crowded car. That car wasn't moving yet, but it was already jam-packed with backpacks, sleeping bags, snacks, legs, and various moods. Not a spare cubic inch anywhere for anything extra. Amy had not even been allowed to bring her stuffed seal, Sealy, and she did feel a little bitter about that, because she liked having a friend along she could tell stories to during the day, and then lean against like a soft and comfy pillow when it was time to close her eyes and snooze. But Amy was only 8, and unable to make the world bend in the direction she preferred, whereas when her sister Vivian got her mind set on something, that something had a fair chance of happening. So here they all were. That tells you what you most need to know about how Amy was feeling. No Sealy, no stories, no soft, plush coziness. But three cousins had just been sardined into the back seat, and that meant that there were at least three moods, not just one. Vivian, for instance, was as full of anticipation as a lightning bug is full of shine and fire, even though she was stuck in the middle seat, which she usually hated. But her mother had just pointed out that her cousin Owen and his dad, Vivian and Amy's uncle, had come all the way from the East Coast for this trip, so it wouldn't have been fair to make Owen sit in the middle, would it? "Oh, hey, that's okay, Aunt Judy," Owen had said. He didn't really care where he sat. It was one of the many things these days that turned out not to matter as much as they used to. This was Viv's big adventure, however, and no measly middle seat was going to mess with her joy. She had darted into that car without even the ghost of a fuss, then leaned over and grinned up into her mother's surprised face. "Come on, everyone," she said. "We've got to get there." There, in this case, was campsite A46 on the river loop of the campground in Sequoia National Park, which was really almost the actual trailhead, where everything glorious would start. And it was now only 6 hours away. Vivian was practically made of exclamation points right now. By the way, 11 is a good age for exclamation points. Vivian's family had decorated her birthday cake this past year with 2 of them, big and bold. "Have so much fun, all of you," said Vivian and Amy's father before he closed the back seat door. He wasn't coming along, and he was perfectly happy about that, since he didn't like tents. "You all keep your feet dry, and if you see a bear, remember, you're to turn right around and march yourselves back home." "Ha ha. Bye, Greg," said the 2 grown-ups who, unlike Vivian and Amy's father, liked tents and didn't mind bears, and who, when they were little, used to go on rafting trips and walking trips and even snowshoeing trips with their equally adventurous parents. Now, one of those adventurous siblings had grown up to be Owen's father, Uncle Mike to the girls, and the other one to be Viv and Amy's mother, Owen's Aunt Judy. And they were as excited about taking the cousins into the mountains as Vivian was to be going. "So," said Vivian, as the car finally pulled out of the driveway and everyone was still waving goodbye in the gray morning light, "how's the weather look, Uncle Mike? Are we still dodging the rain?"
"Looks like it," said Uncle Mike. Sample complete. Ready to continue?